So it's a highly oxidizing environment. The gases involved then are NO, NO2, hydroxyl, ozone, all of those are oxidizing gases. The appearance of photochemical smog, then the visibility is reduced due to particulate matter, but the colour, which is always brown, is due to the NO2. So nitric oxide then, we now know, has got quite an important role to play in human physiology. I think it was a couple of years ago a guy got a Nobel Prize for his work on this. In contrast, the NO2 is a highly toxic gas. And so when they're measuring urban air quality, the focus is on ozone and NO2. For ozone, if we sustain a value for an hour that's higher than 0.15 ppm, we've got a photochemical smog. Now the VOCs will react in the atmosphere. I'll put down a nice simple VOC, methane plus hydroxyl plus nitric oxide to give a simple aldehyde. What was the name of this aldehyde here? Formaldehyde, that's good, yep. So the formaldehyde then can undergo subsequent reactions. Now if we move to more complex aldehydes, then we end up with more complicated products. So PAN then is one of these more complicated aldehydes. If we look at the structure of this thing, there's a peroxy linkage here. You remember hydrogen peroxide is HOOH, so the peroxy linkage is oxygen single bonded to oxygen, so that's what we've got there. At the front end of this is the acetyl group. So remember CH3, C double bond O something is acet, so that's now peroxyacetyl, and sitting down at this end is NO2 single bonded to an oxygen, so that's our nitrate, so it's peroxyacetyl nitrate.